I always wanted to come to Paris because about 2 or 3 years ago, I met an amazing cellist who lives here. And I knew immediately after having one lesson with him in California that I wanted to continue studying with him. So after I finished studying in New York, I looked for opportunities to come to Paris. And so that's where I discovered the Fulbright program, and through the Fulbright application, discovered Fondation des États-Unis. When I hear my friends practicing, I feel really inspired to also take out my cello. This is important because I am reminded that the day is almost over sometimes and I haven't taken out my cello yet. For me, time is so hard to keep track of when I am busy, when I'm distracted, when I'm not thinking ahead. So when I hear someone else practicing, I thought many times before, oh, yes, that's what I should be doing right now as well. So during this confinement, we have these specific times, 2 hours at a time to practice throughout the day. And this schedule has been really helpful because this is the schedule we should always do. 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours after lunch, 2 hours before dinner. This is actually the best time for me to be disciplined in my practicing so that when I leave this little artist musician cave, I can hopefully bring some of these good habits back. I think for me, this year in Paris will be forever marked as the year that coronavirus came and changed our lives forever. One really beautiful thing that happened, though, was when Elias, the clarinetist on our floor, performed the Mozart clarinet concerto out of his window. It was amazing because in that moment, I was listening and watching him from my own window as I saw many other people opening their windows to take part in this experience with us. They probably didn't see the post on Facebook about it, so what happened was they heard the sounds and were curious. And to me, that moment of curiosity is always beautiful. It's where the sound enters the ears without any invitation, but the person views it as an invitation to move, to open the window, and to see and hear. So the fact that we are all confined in the same building, we're all alone, but alone together. This kind of situation was really revealed when Elias performed. He was performing from so far away from me, but in that moment I felt, ah, through music, we were all feeling these feelings together. We were all a part of this community, even though we were all alone. I remember I had some tears come up in my eyes that came quite naturally without me knowing. And when we were all clapping, that's when I realized, oh wait, there were actually maybe 5 to 10 people who were standing at the sidewalk. I think they were walking. They were doing their evening walks, or they were simply jogging, and they stopped to hear and they paused their lives to be with us in that moment while Elias was performing. And it's that unexpected community that music is capable of. And I thought, wow, this is why we're here. I'm not regretting at all staying in Paris during this weird global situation. It's very symmetrical. Looking at the 3D rendering of my room, it's very interesting to notice that I have naturally split up the space in terms of sleep, work, eating, or washing. It's in all these corners of the room. And I think each space is defined by maybe how the light hits these areas. When I'm working, I would rather look at the book or the computer screen instead of the beautiful view, which is outside the window. But when I'm practicing, I prefer to look out the window. When I'm sleeping, I prefer to be woken up by the sunlight coming down. So that's perfectly under the roof window. I'm surprised by how it naturally unfolded the use of my room.